engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
It is 5:09 on the dot. Welcome, Eric Erickson here. News 95.5 AM 750 WSB. The phone number, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. My friends, if you didn't know, today is Earth Day. And we have an obligation to keep the Earth clean, unlike Uranus or Saturn or Jupiter or any of those other planets. We got to keep it clean. We'll get into Earth Day. Oh, yes, we will. Before we get anywhere else, though, I've been meaning to talk about this clip. And it's just kind of set there because we've had so much other stuff to get through the last couple of days. We did have to have the Little League conversation yesterday. This is from Sunday, and it's the Brian Stetzler, whatever the show is, on CNN. The media show. It used to be Howie Kurtz, who went to Fox, and now it's Brian, who was with the New York Times, and now he's with CNN. And Hadass Gold from the Politico, who she's actually talking about a piece I refuse to give comment on. She actually noted in the piece I didn't want to talk about it. Nonetheless, I want to begin the show here. I will explain to you once I play the clip why it's worth playing and talking about at the beginning of the show.
Looking at where conservatives get their news from, it's a lot fewer outlets. You know, they really gather around either certain radio shows such as Rush Limbaugh or Fox News, whereas liberals really spread out all over the place. They'll go to CNN, they'll go to NBC, they'll go to NPR, they'll go to different newspapers.
Yeah, we bleeped out MSNBC. That was the little skip. They're setting this up, and you need to understand it because they've recognized the power of peer pressure in the press and the bullying of people. You don't want to be some hick rube troglodyte. You want to be a sophisticated person. Well, the sophisticated people, they go to CNN and they go to MSNBC and they go to NPR and they go to the New York Times and the Washington Post and the LA Times and the BBC. You see what they're doing here? You narrow-minded conservatives. The reason they're doing this is because as 2016 goes along, much of the media will be shut out of the Republican primary. And instead of admitting that they are liberal, what they want to try to do is say, well, conservatives are just so narrow-minded, the Republican candidates, they're just playing to their base. And their base are hicks and rubes and narrow-minded Rush Limbaugh listeners. That's what they're going to do. Now, the fact of the matter is, having been a person who my national cable news network television debut was on MSNBC. And then I got hired by CNN, where I was for 3 years. The people there I love dearly. And then I escaped to Fox News. The issue here, the reality here, what Hadass Gold doesn't want to point out, what she doesn't even believe, so she isn't going to even bother trying to point out, is that you're going to hear the same talking points at the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, NPR. CNN is probably the most objective of all of them, and CNN still, as someone who worked there for a number of years and as a ton of friends there and loves them dearly still, they do have a left-of-center worldview. And worldview is very important because it shows you how to shape the news. It tells you how to interpret the news. Your worldview is very important to you. You may not even realize you have one, but you do. Everyone does. And the worldview of all these people, Hadass Gold is saying, all the liberals, they can go to all these places. The reason the liberals can go to CNN and MSNBC and NPR and the BBC and the New York Times and the Washington Post is because all of those organizations share their worldview. They will never be made uncomfortable. They will never have their worldview challenged. It's not that conservatives only want to be talked to from their point of view. No, it's that conservatives cannot go to anywhere else without having those organizations shape the news from a left-wing worldview. You see, when one of those, well, I got another point to make here, but first, I don't want to keep Doug waiting on 285.
Unfortunately, there are a lot of people waiting on 285, and we got to tell them how long it's going to be. 514 WSB, Eric, at 285 west and southbound. It's normal on the north side perimeter. It's slow from Ashford Dunwoody most of the way over to I-75, but it really compresses the delays due southbound. Below 75, there's been construction that was supposed to wrap about an hour, hour and a half ago around Cascade Road, and it's still there. Not sure if there's a problem or what, but that's what's adding to the delays on the west side perimeter. Interloop backups, 285 north stacked in because of the 75 backups. You're slow up from Atlanta Road, then east and southbound slow most of the way from Georgia 400 around toward Highway 78 on the interloop there in DeKalb County, Eric.
Remember, by the way, before I get back to the point I want to make, Five Seasons Brewing tomorrow night on the west side, Marietta Street. We're going to be broadcasting live. You can also get details at ericontheradio.com. I'll put it in the show notes tonight. Go subscribe at ericontheradio.com. Now, the thing here is worldview is increasingly important, and this is what liberals refuse to recognize. They assume every smart, right-thinking person shares their worldview, even though we don't. And they think if you don't share their worldview, that you are somehow a hick, a rube, stupid, some idiot. I mean, there was some story the other day that, you know, the higher degree you get, the more education you have, the more likely you are to vote Democrat. This is a Pew survey, and they passed it around. I saw it being passed around on a bunch of techie sites. Rush Limbaugh and I both, we keep up with the techie sites because, you know, you want to see where the purportedly smart millennials are writing and thinking. You go to the tech sites because technology, science has become their god, and they have to dance around things like, are you born gay? There's no scientific evidence to show it, but my God, forget the science there. Transgenderism, forget the science there. These are the smart, science-believing technology people. And they were passing around the Pew survey. Oh, it's just what we thought all along. The more education you have, the smarter you are, the more likely you are to be Democrat. There are a whole bunch of fools out there who think themselves smart. They've traded wisdom for foolishness, worshiping creation. And this is where the press comes from. The 20 and 30-somethings who are in the press come from that background. They look down on the American people. Do you know why Fox is so successful? It is not what Hadass Gold is talking about. It's not that that's where conservatives feel safe. That's their safe place. That's simply not true. In fact, the data suggests otherwise. The data suggests a whole lot of independent thinking voters watch Fox News. A whole lot of liberal people watch Fox News. A whole lot of moderate centrists watch Fox News. You know why Fox is successful? You know why Rush Limbaugh is successful? Hell, you know why this show is successful? I don't ever talk about my ratings. I'm doing well. Do you know why? It has nothing to do with making you feel comfortable in your biases, making you feel comfortable in your ignorance, making you feel comfortable keeping you within your worldview, not shaking your worldview. It has nothing to do with that. And I know because it is well-researched. It is well-researched in radio. It's well-researched in TV. Let me tell you why these shows do well, why Fox News does well. Because we pay attention to the issues you care about. That's it. You see, Fox News, Rush, me, you name it. We actually pay attention to Americans who live near an American river valley. If you go to the New York Times, you go to the BBC America, you go to the Washington Post, the LA Times, CNN, MSNBC, NPR, their focus, their target audience, the people who they are invested in reaching out to, live within 50 miles of a coast or a large body of water like the Great Lakes. They're interested in Miami, New York, Boston, D.C. They're interested in Chicago. They're interested in Portland, Seattle. They're interested in L.A. They're interested in San Francisco. They're interested in San Diego to a degree. They're not interested in the people who live along the Allegheny. They're not interested in the people who live along the Ohio River Valley. They're not interested in the people who live along the Mississippi River Valley. They're not interested in the people who live along the Red River Valley or the Mississippi or the Missouri River Valley. They're not interested in those people because they don't live there. They don't see those people. They don't relate to those people. So you've got all of that territory in the United States that is looking for a place that covers the issues they care about, that shares their worldview, that sees there's a real good, that sees there's a real bad, that sees the United States not as a menace in the world, but the last best hope for mankind. And there are fewer places that do that. Why? Because people in the media hire people like themselves. And so the people who got in the media and shaped the media, they were the elite snobs from New York City with a corn cob stuck up their rear end who have no desire to go to a place like Des Moines, Iowa, except for a presidential caucus, have no desire to go to a place like Yazoo City in Mississippi, have no desire to go to a place like Fort Worth, Texas, no desire at all. So the reason conservatives do well with a smaller place in the media spectrum is not because of the biases. It's because we pay attention to the stories that you think are relevant. We don't, like NBC News, have an entire night on three-year-old transgenders and think that that's somehow mainstream and not cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Welcome back. How about we squeeze in a phone call or two here if we can? Kevin in Fayetteville, you're up first. Welcome. Kevin? Oh, hang on a second. It's the daily no one raised the sliders moment. Kevin?
Yes.
All right, there you are.
Hey, Eric, I was wanting to comment on the techies' hypothesis that the more education one gets, the chances of them being a liberal is increased.
Uh-huh.
I really don't believe that has to do with the education part of that. I think it has to do with the amount of time they've spent under the indoctrination of these people.
Yes, I think that's absolutely right. And it also depends on their degrees, because, I mean, if you want to take 6 years to smoke dope and get a degree in puppetry arts, well, by God, I bet you are a liberal.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Kevin. The reason liberals concoct surveys like this, it's like the annual, there's always a survey they trot out that somehow liberals are better people, they're more caring. Now, we know that conservatives actually donate more to charity and have bigger families and take care of people in their community and work at the food bank and all that stuff. But liberals are always having to pat themselves on the back as how awesome they are. Maybe it's an inferiority complex. I don't know. But I mean, they always are having to come up with ways to assure themselves that they're still the righteous and pure. Which generally, when you got to tell yourself that much, when you got to come up with surveys to try to buttress that for yourselves, and not just to do that, but to tell you that the other people are worse than you, then, well, maybe you actually are a terrible person. We'll be back. Welcome back. Eric Erickson here, News 95.5 AM 750 WSB. Do not forget, Five Seasons Brewing on the West Side tomorrow. Beer. You know you want to come. Let's go back to the phones. I'm going to go to Pat in Athens. Welcome.
Hey, Eric. I just wanted to tell you about my experience in 2008 during the presidential campaign. I hadn't started listening to Fox much at that time, but in the morning I heard them report something that Joe Biden said on the campaign trail, that Barack Obama would be challenged within 6 months when he became president, challenged internationally, and that we just would have to trust them to do the right thing. Well, then I watched ABC and NBC that night to see what they said about it. ABC mentioned the first part, the mark my words. NBC didn't report it at all. So I thought, well, heck, I'm going to start watching Fox so I can get the whole story.
Yeah, I think you got to. Listen, you know, for example, the John Gruber guy. John Gruber is the guy who really helped draft Obamacare. He had helped draft RomneyCare. He was retained by the Obama administration as an outside consultant. Nancy Pelosi said he was God's gift to mankind. He met repeatedly with the president. And then when the videos come out and he says, we've got to have the death panels, basically. We got to do these things. We've got to punish states that don't set up an exchange. They distanced themselves from him. They walked away from him. They said he wasn't the guy that everyone knew he was. And MSNBC and NBC, they never even mentioned it. And it was weeks before ABC or CBS mentioned it. The only place you heard it, the only place you saw the video, the only place was Fox. Because all of these other networks are in protect the precious mode. When the Valerie Plame scandal came out, it was covered by all the networks, including Fox. When all the Bush administration scandals came out, it was covered by all the networks, including Fox. But when the IRS scandal came out, Fox was the only one that wanted to cover it. When the SWPO Veterans for Truth came out in 2004, Fox really was the only one that wanted to cover it. It was only after Brit Hume shamed the media that anyone else wanted to cover it. There is a liberal bias in the media. And here's the thing you got to understand. It starts not from a liberal bias. Yes, there are a lot of liberals. In fact, I try to keep track. More and more people who are getting hired by the supposed mainstream media started off at left-wing publications. Or look at the number of people who have gone in to work for the administration. I mean, you had one of the editors of the LA Times the other day get hired as the communications director for the Democratic Party of California. Rarely do you see supposed objective reporters jumping ship to join the Republican Party. They're always going to the Democratic Party. And the crazy thing is that many of them will be allowed back in to be objective members of the press. Look at the Politico. The Politico hired a guy, Jonathan, what's his name? I can't remember now. He was their political guy, congressional reporter. He decided to go work for Debbie Wasserman Schultz. He had been at the DNC. He went to the Politico. Then he went to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Then he went back to the Politico as their senior political correspondent. And now he's gone off to the Vox Kids, that left-wing propaganda site. But he can get a job in the mainstream press in the future. That's just the reality of it. But the press, and the whole reason for this conversation, if you're just tuning in, is members of the media are convinced that Republicans only want to watch news sources that talk to amongst themselves. The reality is, liberals can go to a massive amount of news channels and news outlets and hear precisely what they want to hear with the worldview that they share and the facts interpreted in the way they wish them interpreted and never be challenged. And a conservative cannot be. And I've experienced this at CNN. And again, I love the folks at CNN. But, you know, I could go on CNN and I could discuss shrinking government, and it was always treated in the negative. I mean, the bias was good government, and to be a good government person, you had to grow government. If you wanted to shrink government, you were somehow going to deprive people of something as opposed to free them up to take care of themselves. Oh, we can't do that. The worldview, the shape of the view of people is so important in the media and so underappreciated by folks. All right, I got to step out. Doug Turnbull's on 285.
Indeed, there's a big reason why 543 WSB, more so than normal, 285 west and south, the outer loop is jammed up. The delays start about Ashford W. Road, and you don't relent from the brake lights until you get all the way down to Cascade. I just got a note from Kathy Zale from the DOT. She says that crews had to make an emergency repair on the two right lanes, 285 southbound, right where Cascade Road ramps into it, and that since it's an emergency repair, it had to be done then, and it hasn't dried yet or hasn't finished getting done, and so that's why those two right lanes have stayed blocked past that 3:30 or 4 o'clock cutoff they normally have. So that's why you're dealing with perimeter delays. Then Cobb all the way up to 75. That's just because of the crummy 75 ride. 285 east and south interloop brake lights are 400 around toward Highway 78. Eric.
All right. David and Cumming, I'm going to go to you next. Welcome to the program.
How's it going, Eric?
Good. How are you?
It, it, interestingly enough, you were discussing the things about what people are, right? Usually what you are, and Margaret Thatcher said it about ladies, whatever you are, you don't have to tell people,
right?
And typically when you have to tell people, you're really not. It dovetails, interestingly, now in a lot of the conversations we hear about, you know, she who shall probably not be to be named, the female precious is coming soon. But, you know, or Monica's ex-boyfriend's wife or whatever,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But when you talk about her, all we hear now is she's spontaneous.
Yes.
She's so spontaneous. Oh, man, she's just spontaneous talking to regular people. Okay, realistically, the more you tell me what you are, the less and less you really are because you don't even believe it.
Yeah.
You're having to convince yourself. I mean, whether it's you're so smart, you're so good-looking, you're so friendly. You know what? I'm good-looking, I'm friendly, or I've got to associate with people who are to make myself feel that way.
Right. That's a really good point. And the more you have to tell people you're the compassionate sort, you're probably not. The more you have to tell people that you're the smartest guy in the room, you're probably not. You know, the thing, David, and this is a lesson for all of us, I think. The thing we need to remember is that there's something to being humble. And when you've got to go with your liberal biases and rush out surveys to make sure everyone knows that, gosh darn it, you're just the smartest people and your worldview is the correct worldview, and da 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 da. Probably isn't. Welcome back. It's Eric Erickson. It is time to move on. Because, well, today is Earth Day. Did you know about the guy who founded Earth Day? The trail of debris he left behind in his life, the dead body. Yeah, I want to get into that. And also, you know, Barack Obama.
Change will not come if we wait for some other person or if we wait for some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for.
We are the ones we've been waiting for, said Barack Obama. And then he went on to give a speech where he said, then now was the moment when the rise of the oceans began to slow and our planet began to heal. That's what he actually said. You know, this goes partly to yesterday when I was saying that the president used messianic evangelical religious language to rope people into a cause because people needed to be a part of something greater than themselves. And so he gave speeches like that. The moment when the rise of the oceans began to slow and our planet began to heal. We are the change we've been waiting for. All of this is related. When we come back, I want to get into Earth Day. There are a number of stories out there I want to get into. We may spread through some random stories, but that I want to start with. The history of Earth Day, the whole global warming nonsense, and the blob. Have you heard about the blob? No. It's not a movie. It's not a horror movie. It's not a thriller. No, the blob. It's a pocket of warm water in the ocean. Now, when they were talking about it weeks ago, when the story started appearing out of the blob, they said, no. It's not really related to global warming, this blob, but now suddenly, hey, global warming explains it. Also, it's snowing in Michigan today. Yeah, it is April 22nd, and it's snowing in Michigan because of global warming. The religious nature of this, and it is, it's a religion. I mean, these people, that they have swapped worship of creator for worship of creation. It is a religion to them. Science is their god unless it conflicts with their emotion. Really, I guess emotion is their god. We'll get into all of this when we come back. Eric Erickson here, News 95.5 AM 750 WSB. The phone number 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK.
Running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
I'm back. Welcome. Eric Erickson here. News 95.5 AM 750 WSB. The nation's most listened to news talk station. The phone number, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Now, my friends, I assume you know that today is Earth Day. Yes, 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 Earth Day, conveniently set on Vladimir Lenin's birthday. Yes, they deny now, in a way they didn't back in the 70s, by the way, they deny now that there was any coincidence. They didn't care to deny it back in the 70s. They didn't. You know, what you see with the great totalitarian regimes of the world, the communist regimes of the world in particular, is that they rewrite history. And they rewrite history to make it politically correct, to take the party line. And you see that in the environmental movement because most of the people within the environmental movement are watermelons. Now, if you haven't heard the term watermelon used to describe environmentalists, many of the ranking, high-profile, prominent environmentalists are watermelons. They are green on the outside and red on the inside. They were spun off from the communist movements of the 50s and 60s and 70s. A lot of them were communist sympathizers, socialists. They wanted to get rid of capitalism. And when the wall fell in the 1990s and the Soviet Union ceased to exist and the Soviet Union could no longer subsidize these idiots, they latched onto environmentalism because they could get government grants to study global warming and whatnot. It's the truth. They don't like to say it's the truth. They don't like to claim it's the truth. They don't like to admit it's the truth, but it's the truth. In fact, they've gone so far as to try to scrub Ira Einhorn out of the environmentalist movement. In fact, if you go look in the Earth Day Wikipedia page, you will find that they have tried to mitigate any references to Ira Einhorn, who was one of the founders of Earth Day. Ira Einhorn, also known as the Unicorn Killer, he murdered Holly Maddox, his ex-girlfriend. She disappeared following a trip to the apartment she and Einhorn had shared in Philadelphia to collect her things. 18 months later, they found her partially mummified body in a trunk in his closet. It had been tacked with styrofoam, air fresheners, and newspapers. He fled the country, spent 23 years in Europe as an environmental hero before being extradited after they committed to not giving him the death penalty. He claimed CIA agents had framed him for the crime because he knew too much about the agency's paranormal military research. I'm not kidding. Now, Ira Einhorn, he was one of the founders. He was one of the activists. And they have gone out of their way to try to cover up his involvement. I mean, you know, there's a famous picture of Stalin walking with, who is Stalin walking with? Now I can't remember. But he was walking with one of the other prominent communists. It was Trotsky. He was walking with Trotsky. And after he and Trotsky had a falling out, they actually, before Photoshop was around, the Soviets, they doctored the negative. And so the picture that clearly had Stalin walking with Trotsky, suddenly Trotsky didn't exist anymore. History had to be rewritten. That's what the environmentalists do. See, kind of like the president saying that this is the oceans begin to recede, the world beginning to heal, and everyone pointing out he hadn't done anything. Suddenly, he didn't really mean that. It was just rhetoric. Well, now suddenly he's doing all sorts of executive actions without Congress involved, and they're all going back to, yeah, he really did mean it, after 6-7 years of saying, no, he didn't. He was just caught up in the moment. They're just, they rewrite history on a whim. And then they turn environmentalism into a scam, too. Governor Nathan, I got to tell you what Nathan Deal is doing. God bless the man. We have a good governor. He and I may not always agree on issues, but we have a good governor, and he's about to sign legislation. He should have done it on Earth Day, I think. But he's about to sign legislation that you just, God love him. You got to stand up and cheer for the guy. I'll tell you what it is after I get to Doug Turnbull.
And it's not a good day for Earth Day on 285, 614 WSB. A lot of people having to idle today, 285 west and south, the outer loop, all the way from the Ashford-Dunwoody, Georgia 400 area around to 285 south at Cascade Road. Word for the DOT is crews had to emergency repairs to a slab of pavement there. They're just now getting the old piece of slab out. They have to fill in the new slab. They could be out until early tomorrow morning, all the way through the night. Two right lanes are blocked, 285 south at Cascade Road. This is not a scheduled closure, so before you get mad at the DOT, just remember it's an emergency repair, and that's why 285 is just awful. Again, coming around counterclockwise from 400 around in toward Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. 285 eastbound, interloop delays from the 400 area to 85 Spaghetti Junction. Southbound, some slow spots down past Highway 78. Eric?
So, I'm sure you've heard of LEED buildings. There are people in Atlanta who pride themselves on having LEED-certified buildings. No, not the LED buildings. Yes, Phillips Arena. LEED certified. You know, so I remember watching one night on some HD channel, back when there were very few HD channels, some massive tornado went through Kansas. And Leonardo DiCaprio was able to convince the whole town to go LEED certified and whatnot. Drove up the costs on all sorts of people. Massively expensive. It's a scam. LEED certification is a scam. You have to buy certain materials. You got to do certain things. It drives up the cost of the buildings. They don't last as long in many cases. And, you know, our architects and some engineers will tell you that the environmental hippie ones are, oh, that's not true. We've updated. We've made things wonderful now, and they can last for as long as everything else because you're constantly having to do maintenance. I mean, the Romans could build an aqueduct that is still there, but if it was LEED certified, it would have turned to the ash heap years ago. Governor Nathan Deal, God bless the man. He is signing, now he did an executive order back in 2012, but he's signing legislation that will prohibit LEED certification standards in government buildings. I can hear the liberals out there, the great disturbance in the dark side of the force. It's a good thing. It is a good thing. LEED certification is a scam. Now, let me get here while I'm in front of my computer with the Ira Einhorn stuff pulled up. Let me give you the breakdown of them. Oh, yes. Leadership in energy and environmental design. And you've got different levels of it. And you can get credits for offsetting. You've got LEED for new construction, for core and shell, for schools, for retail, for healthcare. And you've got levels certified silver, gold, and platinum. And it's nonsense. It's a scam. It drives up prices. And there's no reason for government buildings to be LEED certified.
Oh, but Mr. Erickson, we put in traps and we recycle the rainwater in the year end so it flows to the water fountains that are lead pipes.
But God bless Governor Deal for signing this legislation. It's like the carbon credits. So Bill Nye, the idiot science guy, actually put on Twitter that in celebration of Earth Day, he was flying to Washington, D.C. to then get on an airplane with Barack Obama to fly to the Everglades. Do you know what his carbon footprint was because of that? He doesn't care. It's like Leonardo DiCaprio. You know, the environmental wackadoo, environmentalist champion actor guy. Took something ridiculous. Was it 20 private jet flights back and forth from L.A. to New York over a couple-month period? Meanwhile, he's out crusading, telling people they've got to lower their carbon footprint. It only applies to them, just like the communists. Everything about the environmental movement. Everything about the environmental movement. They act and behave just like the Soviets. You've got to build a LEED platinum house, not me. You've got to lower your carbon footprint. I'm going to get on the private jet to go tell everyone to do it. You've got to stop having kids. I mean, it transcends also into families. You know, Christians in particular, conservatives have larger families. Well, the environmentalist wants you to have a tin can for a car so you can't fit your kids into it. Therefore, you can't have that many kids. It's all a scam. And, you know, this goes back to the first hour of the show. The surveys that liberals produce all the time that show the more educated you are, the more liberal you are. Yeah, you watch all of these television programs. You watch all of these television channels. You read all of these newspapers. You actually like Eyes Wide Shut and American Beauty as movies. You think they were substantive movies. It is all designed to make you feel better about yourself, not to actually change the world. It is because, you know, if you actually change the world, your reason for being is gone. So liberals, they don't actually care to fix these things. They want to fly on their private jet and tell you to give up stuff. They don't want to give it up. It's all designed to make them feel morally superior. That is the essence of communism. That is the essence of the environmental movement. They don't want to actually do anything. They just want to feel good about themselves. Welcome back. Eric Erickson here. Let us go up. Gosh, he hung up. I was going to take that phone call. Yeah, mixed reviews. Some contractors I see, a couple of them saying LEED is great. But then I have others saying it's terrible. In many cases, it's expensive. I mean, but you know, environmentalism is basically a cult. It's the worship of creation instead of creator. The amount of time and energy spent by people to feel good about themselves, which is what it's all about. They want to feel good. And they're okay driving up costs on other people. And it's the loud environmentalists who do it. You know, Glenn Reynolds from Instapundit, says all the time he'll start believing global warming is a real problem. I'm sorry, climate change is a real problem when the people who claim it is start acting like it. One of the very few people who does is Daryl Hannah, who lives completely off the grid with windmills and nonsense. But most environmentalists, they fly on their private jets and tell you to give up stuff. They'll just buy a carbon credit. We'll be back with other random topics and your calls after this. Welcome back. The last half hour. Eric Erickson here. News 95.5 AM 750 WSB. To the phones we go. Chris, welcome to the program. Oh, if I could just touch the button there, Chris. How are you?
Eric, I'm wonderful. Hey, two things. One is I want to reflect back on yesterday when you're talking about, you know, as a human being, you have you're spiritual. You're going to seek that type of higher power. You have to, because you know that in a crisis, all the first thing you're going to do is like, oh, thank God, or oh, my God. You know, everything is like, and our country found with God. And I want to thank you for bringing and coming. I mean, you bring that out, which a lot of talk show hosts do not. I don't know if they're afraid or if the radio shuts it down, that you bring Christianity out and point it out, and it's awesome. I want to just give you a hats off. I think everybody really just needs to understand that there is a God, Buddha, Allah, whatever, but you have to have some type of faith and spirit in your life or you're never going to make it. And
thank you.
This country was found under God. I wish people would try to understand that, and you're the only one that has brought that out, and I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I love listening to you. I listen to you every day, and you're the only one that really tends to push that people need to try to realize that Christianity is a huge part of this whole country.
Well,
thanks for all you do, man.
Well, thank you. Look, I appreciate the phone call very much. And, you know, I never intended to spend my time on that, but it is who I am. We talk about worldview. I talk about worldview, and that is my worldview. I'm not going to shy from it. It shapes how I see the world. Speaking of faith issues, the French police have foiled an imminent terror attack in Paris. It turns out that the suspect, a university student, shot himself in the leg with a Kalashnikov-style automatic weapon. Now, the only explanation you need for this is Islamic and computer science major, hence the not really knowing how to use the whole gun thing. He was found bleeding heavily from a bullet in the leg, but here's the thing. He was planning on this Sunday not going to synagogues. He was actually planning on going into churches, if he could, on Sunday morning and killing a bunch of Christians in France. Luckily, they were able to catch him and were able to stop him. This is happening more and more. It really is. And the American press keeps calling them lone wolves. There sure are a lot of lone wolves out there, not running in a pack together. I mean, it defies explanation, the whole idea that there are that many lone wolves. No, there aren't. No, there aren't. We had the recruiting ring in Minnesota. We had the girl in Alabama who went to Syria, who was able to connect on the internet. We've had all of these things. And I'm sorry. I just saw the comment my call screener left on the call screening program. You're horrible. I can't describe this for you. No, it's just shame on you. Shame on you. This is Doug Turnbull. The people in the studio today, Doug, they do not respect me. I mean, you should see what they just put on the call screen. Shame on them, Doug.
It sounds like they need some church. Is that right?
I think they need to be taken up in the helicopter and shoved out.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. Well, we'll take it to church instead of brunch.
Excellent. Good.
Or let's do both. 642 WSB brunch after church. Unfortunately, you'll be late to dinner if you're on 285 right now. We have a crash on the WSB jam cam. Second left lane is blocked, and parts of actually the far left lane at the center lane are affected. 285 south at Highway 78. It's a crash that just happened right there. Traffic is jammed at 285 east and south around for Georgia for 100. Outer loop delay is 285 west and south still for Sandy Springs around Georgia for 100 all the way around to Cascade Road. Convergency road work could be there all night long. 285 south at Cascade in the right lanes. And a lot of extra traffic downtown with the Hawks in town heading south from Buckhead and Midtown via the connector. There's also a crash 20 eastbound at Boulevard that's been adding extra pressure to 7585. Eric?
Friends, before I get into anything else, I have an important announcement for you. You need to know. Beer. Tomorrow night, Thursday, Five Seasons Brewing on the west side, Marietta Street. It is Marietta Street, isn't it? Yes, I think it is. Yes. I'm going to be broadcasting live 5 to 7. We're having a little celebration over there, a get-together of the brewers in the area. Coming for food and beer, Hunter Hill's going to be there. I will be broadcasting live. It should be a good time. I personally think you guys should come out and have a drink, celebrate. Given the dynamics, we're going to be focused on a bipartisan, nonpartisan show. I may do a cooking show tomorrow night. I don't know. It's going to be a mixture, people. It's not a conservatives-only sort of thing tomorrow night because, it was a bipartisan support for the SB 63, the beer legislation. And so we're all getting together, regardless of our political stripes. We'll get together tomorrow and toast Hunter Hill and have a few, enjoy ourselves, drink responsibly, use Uber, all those sorts of things. But it should be a good time. Now, I do want to talk about tomorrow night, because I'm not going to have time tonight looking at the clock. We only have a few minutes left in the show. Presidential politics picking up. Carly Fiorina is announcing she's running for president. And I do have to give her credit, and her PR team credit. I know her PR team. They're actually friends of mine. Basically pitting her as the anti-Hillary, the not letting Hillary get away with pulling the sexist misogyny card against the Republicans, because Carly's running as a Republican presidential candidate. She's gotten some traction. I want to spend some time tomorrow night talking about that. I do. When we come back, I'm going to go on and take a break, because when we come back, I've got one more story I need to get to tonight about the IRS, which is just driving me insane. And again, this goes back to the very first hour of the show and how liberals report things in the news on all these news networks. They're not reporting some key data on the IRS that needs to get out there. I got to relay this story for you here. So the IRS has diverted millions from taxpayer assistance to pay for employee bonuses. This is a House Ways and Means Committee report Wednesday. So decisions by the Internal Revenue Service officials hampered federal tax agencies' ability to assist taxpayers this season. Now, here's the thing. This goes back to the first hour of the show and the biases of the press. If you heard this story on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, The New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, what you have heard is that because of budget cuts to the IRS, budget cuts President Obama wanted, by the way, they didn't tell you that in the report, but because of the budget cuts, the IRS hung up on millions of taxpayers, couldn't give them assistance. The phone lines disconnected. It was all because of budget cuts. And again, these are budget cuts the president himself suggested and that Democrats in the Senate went along with. But House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Paul Ryan points out that's not actually the case. The budget cuts that Congress had imposed on the IRS in recent years resulted in part from waste and misconduct, including nearly $50 million spent on employee conferences that were extravagant. Congress reduced the IRS funding by $1.2 billion since 2010, again, with the consent of the White House. I mean, remember that dressing up, having the Star Wars or Star Trek themed conventions and the videos and the going to Vegas and Hawaii and all of that. And so the IRS responded by hanging up on taxpayers and saying, oh, whoa, we didn't have the money. When the bureaucracy gets in charge, it's not a good thing. I mean, the bureaucracy believes that it is now completely unaccountable to anyone. And of course, you know, the bureaucracy tends to over time lean left. And the White House has given it license. The White House has allowed it to behave that way. There's no accountability. And you've got a media out there that is so insular. Yes, the left can go to all of these news outlets, but they're all so insular and so set on a left-wing talking point coming out of the Democratic National Committee, whatever the Obama administration says, that they won't give you the view. That is why conservative media exists. By the way, this story about Paul Ryan and the report and the money came from the Washington Examiner, which considered a right-wing newspaper in D.C. Yeah, that story, it's not in the Washington Post. Point proven. Out of time, folks. See you at Five Seasons Brewing on the West Side tomorrow.